Restoring My Soul, Wednesday, the 22nd of September, The Everlasting Covenant. Within the fellowship of the eternal covenant of Yahweh Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, before creation, the Father gave to the Son the fullness of His own expression as the Father. This happened when the Son emptied Himself to become the Father's Son, and the Holy Spirit laid His life down to become the helper of the Father and the Son. Yahweh the Son was begotten as the Son of God by the word of the Father, who said, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you." This birthing action was the work of the Holy Spirit. When the Father said, "Today I have begotten you," the Holy Spirit, who had laid down His life to reveal the Father as the sperma of God, brought the Spirit of the Father to the identity of the Son, causing Him to be substantively born anew as the Son of God. This portion of the Father's Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, was the seed and name of every Son of God who would ever be brought to birth through the work of the Son and the Holy Spirit. By this begetting action in the covenant of Yahweh, the Son became the Word of the Father. Furthermore, having received the fullness of the Spirit, the heavenly body of the Son became the heavenly temple, which was composed of living stones. These living stones are the sons whom the Father had named in the Son. The Son comes into the heart of a person when Christ is proclaimed to them by a messenger. Christ is the Word of the Father, bringing within Himself the Spirit of the Father as the seed from whom they will be born as sons of God, thus fulfilling the words of Jesus, who said, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." The references used in today's devotions are Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, Philippians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7, John chapter 14, verse 6, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 5, John chapter 1, verses 1 and 14, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, and John chapter 14, verse 23. For further study, John chapter 1.